Glory, would you turn to Luke chapter 12? Luke chapter 12. In Luke 12, in verse 29. Hallelujah. So words from Jesus. Luke 12, verse 29. He says, "Do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world," everyone say world, "seek after. And your Father knows that you need these things." Now read it with me. Amen? So, he says, look it. Don't seek after, don't put priorities of what you need to eat or drink of the world. Verse 31. "But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Here it is. Are you ready? "Sell what you have and give alms. Provide for yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also." This is very powerful. And one of the things that we are getting to, he talks about the culture of the world. There's a difference between the culture of the world and the culture of the kingdom of God. The culture of the world was established through the Tower of Babel. So the cultures of the world were associated and started on the foundation of rebellion. Does everybody understand? But the culture of the kingdom of God is not from this world. It is from above. The world has an anxious mind for food and drink. It lives in an arena of self. It lives in a survival mode. And what the Lord was asking, he says, he's asking us to remove worldly treasures and pick up kingdom treasures. To live a kingdom based on kingdom culture. Again, kingdom food is the word of God. And kingdom drink is the spirit of God. We are different and we live different according to kingdom of the world and according to the kingdom of God. Our culture is different. We are no longer a race of color. We are no longer a race according to the way food predicts itself. We are no longer live according to anything associated with culture that comes from Babylon. We live according to a culture that comes from the throne room of God, called the kingdom of God and his culture. It is different. We don't eat the same way. We don't see the same way. We don't speak the same way. We don't hear the same way. And we don't live the same way. We are different, which separates us from the cultures of the world that are in survival mode when you and I are in surrender mode. It is totally the opposite. Amen. Has everybody got it? That's what separates us from the world. We live different. Our attitude is different. Our motive is different. We live differently. In Luke chapter 18, in our culture, we are not takers. We are givers. Our resource is God Almighty. He's our main source. Amen? He is our main source. Now, he sends resources to us, doesn't he? But we know that everything that comes our way is from him, no matter what. Because we look beyond the natural. We live in the Spirit. We've surrendered our lives. We don't live for us anymore. We live for Him. It is a different arena, different culture. In verse 28, is everybody there? 18, 28. Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you." And Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life." Awesome. For he's saying, are you living for the sake of the kingdom or are you living for the sake of your own life? Life in the kingdom, it's called kingdom culture. And one of the things that begins to happen is we become a child of God and we enter into the kingdom. There becomes a change. Things begin to change. Everything's available to us. The problem is we don't have access to everything. Because everything is released in its time. But things are earned. Even trust is earned. In John chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. John chapter 1 and verse 11. We are not men pleasers, we are God pleasers. It is a part of our culture. Our ancestral blood no longer dictates us. I'm going to say that again. Our ancestral blood no longer dictates us. We are dictated by the blood of Christ. And the Bible says in verse 11, John chapter 1, and he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, in other words, to those who follow him, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. There's another arena. The kingdom culture is born of the Spirit, not of man, flesh, or blood. We are born again of the Spirit, which separates us from the way of the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that's why the word tells us that many do not understand what you speak because they're not his. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, is everybody there? In verse 9, let's speak it together. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God, because that is no longer our nature. It is not associated with our culture. We now live according to a divine nature, not a worldly nature. And verse 11, and it says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So in this we see that there is a difference, a complete difference of the culture of the world and a culture of the kingdom. in the nature of his children and the nature of the children of the world. And this is what separates us in every area. The world will hate you because of who you are. They don't even know why they hate you. They don't even know why they're rebellious towards the things of God, because they cannot see spiritually. They are blinded. And their lives are controlled by demonic forces, where our life is controlled by the Holy Spirit. It's different. Different life. Different realm. We have the ability to change atmosphere. And it's the atmosphere that changes other people. We are totally different. We have dominion and power over all things, and the world is controlled by the powers of darkness. They live in lust. They are fed by the things from TV, by the things from music, by the things from lust. This is their feedings. They are offsprings known as pagan offsprings, because they are offsprings of the demonic forces. They are children of the devil, where you and I are children of Christ Jesus. Offsprings of the light. There's a difference. We no longer see anything associated in the realms that are associated. We separate those things because we know by fruit. We can discern that which is pleasing of God and displeasing. We can discern what is holy and unholy, clean and unclean. Even though the word says that all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. We know those things that are we touch that are unclean, and those things that are we touch that are clean. We are in a realm of age and time. In fact, right now, time is accelerating rapidly. Time is running out. We are in rehearsal of the return of the Lord. We are in rehearsal the way things are going to change. They are going to change rapidly. The world will get caught up in the rapid change of acceleration of the demonic forces, and you and I will be above it, because we will see. And the hand of God will use your hand to rescue them out when it is time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4. And verse 1. The kingdom culture. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We carry the mysteries of God. We carry eternity in us. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found what? Faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Wow. And verse 20. It says, for the kingdom of God is not just in word, but it is in what? Power. It's in what? Power. Not just word, but power. We are to be stewards, carriers of the unseen kingdom within us. We carry everlasting truth. We carry the fear of the Lord. We carry the anointing. We carry the love of Christ. And in within us is the kingdom of God expressing himself in us and through us. A culture that man can't comprehend. Only those who are born of the Spirit. Mark 16. Mark 16. Verse 17. And it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. The word believe means to follow. He says, in my name they will what? They will cast out demons. Well, I don't believe that. It's because you have a demon. It's called a spirit of unbelief. Not able to see the unseen. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. And they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, or by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. We are not to coexist with evil. We are to remove it. Amen. We are not to coexist with evil. We are to remove it from our presence. Has everybody got it? Acts 14. This is our culture. This is our belief system. This is according to the divine nature of Christ. Acts 14. And verse 21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So in this, we see that there is loyalty. There is a loyalty to kingdom purpose, to kingdom principles, and to kingdom living. In this loyalty to the kingdom, we are going to go through trials. We are going to go through sufferings. We are not going to be man-pleasing, but God-pleasing. We are going to be one who rules over our own spirit and our own desires. But I'm telling you, we're coming to a point where there is going to be a collision of cultures. We are coming to a point where a collision of cultures is going to be manifested. The word says that in the latter days, nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. That's associated with cultures. But again, our culture is not from Babylon. It is from above. In 1 Corinthians 13. Our culture worships the King of Glory. We are not ashamed to lift our hands and worship God Almighty. We are not ashamed to dance in his presence like David danced. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We live to die. Amen. And we die to live. Amen. And 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. Our love is not according to the love of the world. It is different. The love of the world is based on lust. It's based on what it can get. If you love me, you'll give me this. Verse 4. Our love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Our love does not parade itself and is not puffed up. does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Our love never fails. And it doesn't mean you won't have goofy thoughts, but you don't let them reign your life. Amen. This love is from above. It is not from beneath. 1 John chapter 2. This is what separates us from the world. Our culture. First John chapter 2. Is everybody there? In verse 15. You know, it's amazing because the world, when we were in the world, we never, there was only a certain period of time when we thought about standing before God. We only called on God when we needed him. Oh, God, I'm in trouble now. Oh, God. There was really no relationship. It was, oh, God. I know you're out there somewhere. But, you know, our culture always puts God before us. In the kingdom culture, the Lord is always before us. Because we know he sees all things, knows all things, and nothing is hidden. We just don't do things because we feel like to. We don't do things and we don't let feelings run our life. We let truth. There's a difference. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why? Because kingdom culture is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. See, we live to do the will of God, not to do our own will. Amen? Oh, glory. In verse 6, it says, and he who says he abides in him ought himself ought to walk just like Jesus walks. So we have an example of Jesus. Has everybody got it? Our hero is Jesus. Our example is Jesus. Not some movie star. Not an athlete. Because those who know the Lord, even if they're a movie star or an athlete, they want to imitate Christ. And they lead everyone to imitate Christ, not themselves. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Your hero's not some rock star. Or a race car driver. Or whatever. 1 Peter chapter 4. Your hero is Jesus because that's the culture you live. Amen. Dear God, help us. Kingdom culture. 1 Peter 4. Would you read it with me, please? But the end of all things is at hand. 4:7, sorry. Hallelujah. First Peter 4:7. Is everybody there? Can we read it together now? But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be what? serious and watchful in your prayers. Well, we pray, the world doesn't. The world has no consideration of seeking God. Only when they're in trouble. Verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. In other words, the ways of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. So you're not the only one. But rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. We are willing to suffer. We're willing. In fact, we're willing to reap. We're willing to reap others' faults. But rejoice in the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And if you are reproached or insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you. Or if you are mocked, you know, when you become a believer and you start turning from the ways of the world, everybody wants to know, what happened to you, man? Is this just one of these religious things you're on? Believe me, when I came to the Lord, everybody was waiting for me to fall. They still are. Police used to watch my house because there used to be a lot of traffic in and out when I was dealing drugs. Then we have traffic for counseling. They still didn't know what to do with it. Finally, they gave up. I think my wife one day went out and offered them coffee while they were watching the house. If you are reproached, insulted, or mocked for the name of Christ, blessed are you, man. For the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he's blaspheming, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Busybody. Other people's matter. Take care of your own stuff, man. Get the National Grand Forest out of your eye. Then you can get the speck out of somebody else's, right? Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, not as a Baptist, a Catholic, a Protestant. Hello. As a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. James chapter 1. Kingdom culture carries a divine nature. Oh, the plans of man are futile.
Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Oh, you're going to change.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a lot of plans. That's nice. You might as well burn them now. Because plans of a man are futile, but the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So they're not your plans. I don't have plans. Amen. The plan is for today, not for tomorrow. Amen? Hallelujah. I won't go there. Praise God. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Happy Mother's Day. Would you please read it with me? Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and does what? Continues. We continue. We endure. And continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. But if any among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religious is useless. It's nothing but ritual, no relationship. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans, widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Keep oneself unspotted from the world. Why? Because we are blessed. We are favored with authority and prosperity. 2 Corinthians 5. Kingdom culture. Kingdom culture are individuals that study the word to prove themselves. Amen? So that you use the eternal words. See, in the kingdom culture, a divine nature is established, which allows me and you to speak things of eternal. So our words are eternal, that penetrate the natural realm and into the forces of evil. There's a guard over our lips and tongue. There's a guard over our eyes and ears and heart, because we are sanctified unto the Lord. The world is contaminated, and the world wants to contaminate you. So we discern those things that would bring contamination. We are separated unto God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a what? A building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan and earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. So we're not running out to buy new clothes to get a fulfillment. We groan to be clothed with the glory of God, our true habitation. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. Our fulfillment comes from the presence of God, not from the world. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, we walk by faith. Faith is another sight. It is called spiritual vision. We walk because we see spiritually. We don't walk because what we see in the natural realm does not rule us, but in the spiritual realm. Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it first. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So we are not afraid to die. We are watchers, intercessors, with vision, and with a heart set on eternity, not temporary. In Hebrews chapter 10, this is our culture. This is our nature. Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of what? Endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, once you've done the will of God, the enemy attacks. When you've done the righteous thing, the enemy attacks through anyone or any way. So he tries to put you out of position so you can't receive the promise. Verse 37, yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. So we are needing endurance after completion of each assignment. That is our culture. 2 Timothy 2. For the anointing teaches us, and we know all things. Second Timothy 2:19. Are you ready for the collision in cultures? We are rehearsing. There is a rehearsal battle. There is a rehearsal. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble. Because if you don't learn, you get burned. Foolish flesh creatures, so caught up in self. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having the seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he'll be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In other words, a fellowship with those out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. It's a part of our culture, a part of our nature that we repent. It's always on the tip of our tongue. Lord, forgive me. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, have been taken captive by the devil to do the will of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord knows those who are his. And I'm going to close in Ephesians 5. In verse 8. Let's speak this together, please. For we were once darkness, amen? But now we're light in the Lord. Walk as children as light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. You know, when we were in the world, we didn't find out what was acceptable to the Lord. We only found out what was acceptable to us. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of what? Darkness. But what? Rather expose it. See, the world will try to cause you and draw you back in. Oh, come on. It's okay. Come on, man. You're not hurting anybody. Come on. We can go have a drink. Come on, it's all right. Let's go fornicate. It's okay. Come on. It's all right. You don't have to. Look, it's okay to watch that flick. It's all right. It's only a little lie. It's okay. Oh, how the devil operates and manipulates. It's okay. Let's just get your eyes on you. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. You know, one of the greatest lies that the devil has imparted into people is the lie that individuals say, oh, God knows my heart. Yes, he does, and he's trying to expose it to you. Oh, he knows my intent. Yes, he knows, and it's deceiving. He knows why I do what I do. Yes, he does, and he wants you to change. It's called repent and turn from your ways. See, then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Listen, if you know something's not right, don't agree with it. Because if you agree with it, you'll be judged the same way. You don't think people of your past are going to try to come in and try and sway you out? Of course. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. But be filled with the what? Spirit. Oh, you think the world wants to be filled with the Spirit? They are. They're filled with demons. The wrong spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And submitting to one another in the fear of God. The world does not have the fear of the Lord. But they will. Unfortunately, the fear of the Lord is going to be through his wrath. We are very close. It's time to learn so you don't get burned. It's time to understand the kingdom culture and live according to the kingdom culture so that the divine nature is manifest in you and through you. So that the divine character of Christ. See, we're exchanging the ways of the world for the ways of the kingdom. We're exchanging those things. It's a constant exchange. See, every day you pick up the ways of the world again, and you have to constantly get rid of them. It's a constant battle. Remember, war is wrath against rebellion, because the ways of the world want you to rebel against the ways of God. But thank God, he who's in us is greater than he who's in the world. That we are more than conquerors. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. that we are new creations in Christ with a new culture, a new divine nature, a new will, new ways of thinking, new ways of speaking, creating new memories, and releasing ourselves from the things of the past, that we may be well-pleasing to Him, because that is our desire. Dominion over sickness, dominion over fear, dominion over doubt and unbelief, dominion over the voice of the stranger. It's our character to expose the evil. It's our culture. It's our way. And it's life, according to kingdom living. Let Christ have His way. And burn your plans today. And let the plans of the Lord be established. Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be imparted, planted, rooted, and protected. So the kingdom culture will be purposed in us. The divine nature will be manifested in us. And the love of Christ would be seen through us, and that You would receive all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.